Allow your body to relax and take a moment to get your body comfortable in whatever position you are sitting or lying in. And take a moment if you need to gently close your eyes, and then take a moment to gently stretch and move your body so that it is completely comfortable and relaxed and centered. And now bring your awareness to your breath, taking a deep breath in and then breathing out. And with each in-breath, breathe in the warm energy, the renewal of spirit that comes with each deep breath. And with each breath out, allow your body to release its tension, to let go of whatever stresses you may be carrying, so that each in-breath fills your body with calm and relaxation and warmth, and each out-breath releases tension, anxiety, and fear. And then notice the place at the end of the in-breath, before you breathe out, where there is a moment when you are neither breathing in nor breathing out. And this place represents the point of balance, of harmony, and of tranquility. And this is the place between breathing in, which represents our ability to receive, and breathing out, which represents our ability to give. So that the moment of peace and tranquility comes from our ability to balance our desire to receive with our desire to give. And this place also represents our ability to harmonize the needs of our body with the needs of our soul. So that on the in-breath, representing our ability to receive, we nurture and tend to the needs of our body. And on the out-breath, representing our ability to give and release and let go, we nurture and tend to the needs of our soul. And our inner healer represents a source of divine guidance that helps us to harmonize body and soul. And listening to the body helps us to know what we need. And listening to the soul helps us to know how we are needed. Our body reminds us that we need to receive, that we need to take time for rest, exercise, and nourishment. Our body teaches us that we have limits. Our soul, however, reminds us that we need to give, to release and let go, helping us remember that life is most meaningful when we give back to others the love, the kindness, the grace, and the healing that we have been so fortunate to receive. Our soul teaches us that love is limitless. As we meet our inner healer, we know that the inner healer represents a source of divine guidance that helps us to nurture and nourish both our body with its physical needs and our soul with its spiritual needs. And now imagine a set of three steps off in the distance that lead to a very special doorway and a very special place where your inner healer lives. And as you walk up the steps to this very special doorway, you notice at the bottom of the first step a small wooden box, and you reach down and take the lid off the box and place into that box any worries, anxieties, or fears that you may be carrying with you, and you can leave them behind for now. You will not need them in the presence of your inner healer. They will be there in that wooden box so that when you go back into the physical world, you can take back the ones that you still need to protect you. But for now, allow yourself to leave them behind. And place the lid back on the box. And then begin to walk up the steps. And as you reach the top, you push open the door. And you notice a beautiful, open, and warm space of light. And it is as if the sun is caressing your face with a heat and a warmth that you feel in every fiber of your body. And in this warm, open space of light and beauty, you look out in the distance, and there you see in front of you another set of three steps leading up to another doorway. Peacefully make your way towards this next doorway, and as you approach, again at the base of the first step, you notice a small wooden box. Reach down and take the lid off the box and place into that box any fears, any doubts, or any troubling thoughts that you may still be carrying with you. You can pick them up later, but for now, let go of them and place the lid on the wooden box. And as you walk up the stairway, you reach the top and you gently open the door, and as you do, you find yourself in an even more beautiful place of serenity, warmth, and glowing light. And this is the place where you will meet your inner healer. It may be a favorite place of yours in nature or the outdoors, or it may be a special room or a house in which you feel comfortable and safe. Or it may be some imaginary place which brings you the warmth and peacefulness that you yearn for. Experience the warmth, the tranquility, and the peacefulness. And allow yourself to see all the surroundings, noticing in every detail the beautiful colors, forms, and shapes that surround you, and listen with complete openness to all the sounds that are around you in your special sacred space. then feel in every part of your body the warmth, the glow, and the serenity of this sacred space. And allow yourself to trust the part of you that brought you here. And when you are ready, invite your inner healer to join you in this special place and allow an image to form that represents your inner healer, and let it appear in any way that comes and accept it. It may be a wise old man or woman, a guardian angel, a friendly animal, a warm white light, a friend, or maybe just a sense of peacefulness and kindness that you feel in the depths of your body and soul. And accept your inner healer as it appears, and feel the comfort and the safety of this sacred space, and sense its caring for you. And ask your inner healer if it has a name, and if not, don't worry. And when you are ready, reveal to your inner healer the very secrets of your heart, all the questions, fears, and hurts that are troubling you. Ask any questions you may have, and take all the time you need to receive the answers. Listen carefully to your inner healer's response, as you would to a wise and respected teacher or guide or friend. You may imagine your inner healer talking with you in words, or perhaps just symbols of what you need to learn or know or remember. Or maybe you just get a feeling or a sense of the answer inside of your body, or inside your heart. Your inner healer is there as a connection to divine guidance and wisdom to help you harmonize the needs of your body and your soul. So take a moment and ask your inner healer how you can better nourish your body, how you can better understand its needs and care for it. Then take a moment to ask your inner healer how you can better nourish your soul, how you can better know what you are needed for, so that you may understand the many precious gifts that you have been given to help make this world a kinder, a more loving, and a more beautiful world in which to live. And if you are uncertain of the meaning of anything your inner healer has said, continue the conversation until you are clear. Ask all the questions that you have and be open to the responses that come back. And as you hear those answers, take a moment and imagine what your life will look like and will feel like when you take the advice you have received and put it into action. Are there any problems or obstacles you face? And if so, what are they? And how might you deal with them in a healthy, constructive, and healing manner? Ask your inner healer for any guidance you may need with this. And take a moment now to finish up and thank your inner healer for meeting with you. Ask it to tell you the easiest way to get back together, realizing that you can always come back to this special place for guidance whenever you need, that your inner healer is always here for you. Say goodbye for now in whatever way seems comfortable. And allow yourself to walk out the door you came in from. And as you do, walk down the 3 steps. Stop for a moment to take back whatever doubts and fears you have placed in the small wooden box. It's okay to take back whatever you need to feel safe again. And it's okay if you can leave some doubts and fears behind for now, some that you don't need anymore. Now walk back through the warm open space of glowing light and gentleness, back to the first doorway you walked through, and slowly make your way down the steps, with each step gradually feeling more and more present in the place where you are now sitting. And take a moment before you come back to reach down into the first wooden box and take off the lid and take back any other worries, anxieties, or fears that you still need with you to protect you. You may notice, however, that there are some that you can leave behind now, and that's a beautiful thing. And now, allow yourself to breathe a little more deeply, and gently stretch your body, and begin to feel yourself fully present in the room where you are. And when you are ready, gently open your eyes, awake and fully aware, and fulfilled in knowing that deep within yourself there is a sacred source of inner wisdom and guidance. And this guidance is a gift and a remembrance for you of the love, the forgiveness, the grace, and the healing that is your own natural inheritance.